USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From the outset, President Trump has been clear about how he sees the challenges we face. And on many, we agree.
British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking as she and President Trump hold a joint news conference after private meetings in the UK. President Trump also saying that he and May agreed on most issues, from how to handle North Korea and Iran to how to continue to fight terrorism. And despite criticizing May's so-called soft Brexit plan, in an interview with a British tabloid, the president said of trade with the United Kingdom,
"Just make sure we can trade together. That's all that matters. The United States looks forward to finalizing a great bilateral trade agreement with the United Kingdom."
Meanwhile, a huge anti-Trump demonstration is going on in central London, where tens of thousands are protesting his stand on immigration, climate change, and other issues. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
More now from President Trump's news conference a short time ago with the British Prime Minister Theresa May. Trump saying he will be pressing the Russian President Vladimir Putin again when they meet on Monday about possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election, remarking during that news conference that Russia's likely not even happy he won the White House.
I guarantee whoever it is in Russia, they're saying, oh, gee, do we wish that Trump was not the victor in that election. We have been far tougher on Russia than anybody.
Former FBI Attorney Lisa Page to testify today before the House Oversight and Judiciary panels as Republicans want to question her about her work on the special counsel's investigation into possible collusion between Russia and President Trump's campaign. And they'll ask her about anti-Trump text messages she exchanged with FBI agent Peter Strzok, who the committee grilled at a contentious 10-hour hearing yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Gallup survey claims most Americans support the 1973 Supreme Court decision that made abortion legal. That new Gallup poll revealing 64% of Americans say they believe Roe v. Wade should stand. 28% surveyed said they'd like to see it overturned. The results coming, of course, as the Senate prepares to hold confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, and many Democrats and a handful of moderate Senate Republicans have voiced their opposition to that 53-year-old judge based on his views on a variety of issues, including abortion. A lot of parents, as well as kids, were disappointed in yesterday's huge promotion at the Build-A-Bear workshops nationwide. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Build-A-Bear workshops across the country were bombarded with customers wanting to take advantage of a major promotional event, a one-day deal, buy a stuffed furry friend for the price of your child's age. But it was too good of a deal. Crowds lined up outside the workshops, forcing a number of them to close due to crowd safety concerns. The company called the response overwhelming and unprecedented. The customized stuffed animals usually sell for about $25 or more. Many disappointed parents took to its Facebook page, blaming the company for poor planning. What parent could pass up a chance to get a coveted bear for their two-year-old for just $2? For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.